Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gray Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
In the
52 Olympics, thanks to William Rudolph and Elise Coachman. Black women, athletes slash postmen, Flo Jones and Jackie Joyner. What's terrific in track and field, the best black women that ever did it.
The eyes of a black
Join the Code Caravan,
the Soul Patrol, Pad Nation, WCLM, on Facebook.com. Please visit our website, www.blackathlete.com, and get a different look at the sports world. You'll be surprised at what you find. Call the Great Leopard Cove at 646-727-3649. That's 646-727-3649. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you for that happy belated heavenly birthday, Joan Harris Gray. As he used to always do the opening, for 5 years he did the opening, before I could not do it anymore, 2019. Can't believe it, 2023, and we met all Brighton City, Brighton County. Mrs. Our great teacher, Brighton County school system, for 40 years. As we move on to Grandma Cove, welcome to Grandma Cove. Black Athlete Sports Network, for many of our sponsors you mentioned before. We will always be on the Children's Raw on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. African American Heritage Show on Tuesday. I'm gonna move on to one moment here. Martin Luther King said, "Nothing in the world is more dangerous than secure ignorance and contentious stupidity." America is being stupid right now, and no common sense whatsoever. I like these people acting out being like this, because they're MAGA. And by the way, MAGA, what is MAGA about? Make America great again. I have one question, only one question. Mega powers. When was America great for African Americans? 1814? No. 1714? No. 2014? No. 1914? So you give me a date. Give me a time. America was great. We're African Americans. Slavery? Jim Crow? Lynchings? Ku Klux Klan? Gerrymandering? Redlining? And now, the taking away of wealth. We're not allowing the wealth income of black communities. You burned down Tulsa. You burned down Rosewood. You barricade Newark. You barricade Compton. But yeah, you can rebuild Berlin. You rebuilds Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Something wrong with this picture. And we all know what that is. I'll move on. Give us a great soda for the week. News of the week. Eric Bieniemy has interviewed for the Washington Football Club. And now we're going on the second week of this. And Eric Bieniemy has been the head coach of the Washington Football Club. Obviously not yet. I don't know what the holdup is. But the Washington Football Club should have this done a week ago. Last Sunday, Iowa Gaming Card gets run over by fans after the Iowa State Buckeyes upset the Iowa State Hawkeyes and stormed the court and she gets run over. The Bills lose to the Chiefs. My missed field goal last week in a playoff game. Wide right again. And the Buffalo Bills cannot win the big one. As back in the 80s, they lost four Super Bowls in a row. Monday, the Eagles fired the defensive coordinator, John Diesel, after one season with the Green Birds. A complete disaster for the Eagles in the second half of the season. They couldn't stop a cold. Chicago Bears hired Shane Waldron as offensive coordinator for 24 seasons. Patrick Waugh, the great goaltender for the Canadiens, is now the head coach of the New York Islanders. And they win their first game, 3-2, over the Dallas Stars. Former Anaheim Duck Corey Perry moves on. He's an elder statesman. The Oilers with a one-year contract after playing 1 year with the Chicago Blackhawks. New York Yankees great reliever Aroldis Chapman will now be a Pittsburgh Pirate after a year with the Chicago Cubs. Chapman will now be a Pirate. Hall of Fame coach, Chicago Cubs, Hall of Fame Chicago Cubs, Ryan Sandberg, and my arch enemy, the New York Mets, has contracted prostate cancer and will undergo chemotherapy in the next 2-3 months. Pitcher Matt Carpenter, the great starter and reliever, returned to St. Louis after a year in Atlanta. On Tuesday, Coco Gauff and Novak Djokovic was semifinals as the Australian Open gets in the full force. Eagles continue to dismantle the coaching team. Offensive coordinator Brian Johnson is dismissed. And the Eagles are undoing themselves. And this happened 2 years ago when they lost the coordinators 2 years ago. Milwaukee Bucks fired Andrew Griffin. And they are looking at the body Rivers to finish the season. I never see a team in first place of a division and fire the head coach. I don't get that at all. NBA has been through the thousand. He covered in violating the drop policy. He gets 25 games suspension. And Thompson's been in trouble before. And this is a reoccurrence. Back in LeBron James days. So Thompson will be sitting at least until May, March. But again, Cavaliers are a good team. The Vegas Raiders hired former San Diego Chargers general manager Tom Telesco will be the new Raider GM. The Baseball Hall of Fame class and, well, folks, baseball continues to do this nonsense. They're all very class of 2024. Andre Beltre, the Texas Rangers, Joe Mauer, Minnesota Twins, and Ty Elton, the Colorado Rockies, a great class, but where are the African Americans? Zero again. You want to be about sport of inclusion and you continue to do this nonsense like this. You need to include Barry Bonds. I know, steroid, but he was an all player before the steroid era. You need to have a steroid era wing for the Hall of Fame. And this steroid era wing. And put all the guys in there, and still here, and then put aside saying, this is the great players of the steroid era. Because I'm going to tell you why Barry Bonds did what he did. Barry Bonds saw what Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa did a year or two earlier. And Barry Bonds said, I am much better than them. I could kick their ass any day. And he proceeded to do so. Los Angeles, on Wednesday, Los Angeles Chargers, Jim Harbaugh head coach, 2024. And we get down to two. Last two teams that had no coach. The Washington Football Club and the Seattle Seahawks. I expect the enemy to get the Washington Football Club coach. I don't know what Seattle was born. Thursday, the Carolina Panthers beat Tampa Bay. Offensive coordinator, head coach, Dave Canales. The Washington Wizards move Wes Unseld Jr. to the office. And Sablinka defeats Coco Gauff in the Australian Open Finals. So there's no Americans in the Australian Open again. Ever since the retirement of Miss Williams, the Americans have struggled. Coco Gauff done quite well, and Pagula from New York. Only two American men and two American women have even cracked the top 10. why are we out here? And then about this big surprise, Ryan Morse, when I was at this rally. That's a real surprise. I didn't think Ryan Morse would get a job, but he should have been. We'll see what he does in Atlanta. Members literally are granted a $12.4 million exclusion for disabled player exemption for John Morant, who injured his arm. The Voluntaries will break the record for All-Star games as he passes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for number 20. 20-year participation of an All-Star game for the Voluntaries, the cash, and Michael would say the cash cow of the NBA. On Friday, Danny Kissinger upset Jokovic. And both number ones in tennis go down in the Australian Open. Not a good opening for the tennis season. U.S. star Malika Zebrin had a major crash in Italy, stallion skiing in the hospital for minor injuries, leg injuries. She'll be out for at least 3 weeks. University of Michigan big offensive coordinator Jerron Moore as their new head coach, football coach for the Michigan Wolverines. And he was the guy. He was the guy that took over for Harbaugh in the 4 games that he was suspended. Dallas gets by Atlanta last night in the NBA as Doncic gets 73 points, fourth highest in NBA history, behind Will Chamberlain, Kobe Bryant, and now Doncic. We'll take a break.
In the world, and God we trust, an architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy, it takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star, she was very beautiful, leaving people in awe, singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version, hung with the wrong person, got a stronger neck. Sniffing up drugs all in her nose, could have died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep and the crowds you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hands in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be. Again, this is for grown-looking girls who's only 10. The ones who watch videos and do what they see, as cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. careful, for you meet a man with HIV. You can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists, so act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow. You're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys, you can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking and ice. You don't want to be my age and can't read and write, begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I want to be.
Be what I want to be.
If I work hard at it.
If I work hard at it.
I'll be where I want to be.
I'll be where I want to be.
Now, go. We came to this country. We were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold. When gold was converted to money, it all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded. They heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked. Slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He was in shock that the mountains were black faces. Shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today, you see. If the truth is told, the youth can grow. They learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters. Read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing. Hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen. I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be.
Be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it.
If I work hard at it.
I'll be where I wanna be.
I'll be where I wanna be.
Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music.
Anymore. And the more brothers after the Eagles get their defensive stuff together, Hurts in Philadelphia, and the king of all kings, Lamar Jackson's body, will get into the bowl, and he plays the great Patrick Mahomes, who has two Super Bowl titles already, stepping into Brady territory. Very interesting to see. In the National Conference, if the Philadelphia Eagles did not make it this year, as the upset Lions, with Jared Goff, a Bay Area product, who played for the University of California at Berkeley, will go up against the new blood of early and Niners. Yes, and Rob is still alive, and the question becomes, are the Niners for real, or is it a mirror image? Niners have been there 4 years in a row. This has the Chiefs on the American side. We will find out in 24 hours. I'll see you results next week on There We Go. And we do a pre-Super Bowl show next week on ET. Monday, the Tennessee Titans hired today by offensive coordinator Bill Callahan, and here comes the son of Brian Callahan, the son of Bill Callahan, and once again, nepotism at the forefront of the NFL. Brian Callahan was an offensive coordinator for the Bengals. And we will see how that goes in Tennessee. I was surprised they fired that coach. That was a complete surprise. over the Houston Rockets. Arden Leonard versus the Clippers. The Clippers are hot streak as they beat. They win 125-114. Wagner and Bergeron, Elbazi, Boyle, Heat, 105-87, and Durant goes over the Suns. Last week, beat Indiana 117-111. Monday, Joel Embiid went off, and well, it's very interesting that coaches get 73 this week, and earlier in the week, Joel Embiid get 70. Nobody says a word. Joel Embiid beat San Antonio rookie Victor Wawami 133-122. Thursday. Tuesday, the Warriors wear our badge. During the rest of the league are the following season match of the week. And they win the game. Tuesday night. Alright, on Thursday the Knicks beat the Nuggets. Brunson on the move 122-84. Have you noticed that the games being played have been either really blowouts or really close? I know that. Anyway, the Celtics beat the Heat in Miami 143-110. On Friday, the Suns lose to the Pacers 133-131. Great game. The Eminem boys win Nesmith and Nehar. Jared Jackson, I'm a basketball, Orlando, 107-106, as Orlando beat Memphis. Moving on, Art and the Clippers move in the first place of the Pacific Division. As they beat the, they win 127 on an aggregate 22 points each. As today's games, NBA games, right now, the New York Knicks are beating Miami Heat 61-51 halftime. Later on today, the big game today is Philadelphia and Denver. You'll be by my house, usually is at Brooklyn. Another big game, the LA Clippers at Boston. And the other game of reference is Milwaukee at New Orleans. We're doing that Milwaukee and the Lakers play the Warriors tonight in San Francisco. The Sacramento Kings take on Dallas. And I'm saying that I am very impressed with the Sacramento Kings. And I'm glad to see my man Harrison Barnes comes through with 39 points this week against the Warriors and beat the Warriors by 1 point. Great comeback by Harrison Barnes. Take a break, come back with the NHL NCAA men than they lads and the Utahs by Oregon 88-87 in the United States continue their role in the Missouri Valley as they beat Murray State 72-53. On Tuesday, St. John defeated University of Massachusetts at a buzzer beater 78-77. On Friday, the Golden Bears defeat Stanford 73-71 at the Bay Area Battle Friday night. NCAA women, Ohio State last week beat Iowa, I told you earlier. USC you're not getting together with Colorado, and Colorado wins 63-59. Tara Vanderbilt breaks the record of Coach K with a victory over Oregon State. North Carolina A&T get by the Blue Hens 65-61. And University of Illinois Chicago beat the Redbirds of Illinois State 80-89. Monday, UCLA go to the Utes as Utah wins 94-81. K-State beat the Bears 58-55 in Baylor. On Thursday, a great game on Thursday, number one, South Carolina King College beat number nine, LSU Tigers 73-21. And Don Danny Azzer, girls undefeated, number one. Friday, at 12 night, the Bears upset the Buffaloes 68-52. UCLA defeat Washington 62-44, beat down. Stanford crushes the Sun Devils 80-50. The Wildcats beat the Golden Bears 50-55. USC denied by Washington Cougars 78-52. And the Houston, Utah, or the Ducks, 58-48. Top five. One, UCLA. Two, number one, that guy. Number two, UCLA. Number three, Colorado. Number four, K-State. Number five, Iowa. And number six, Stanford. So you got three of the top six for the Pac-12. Soon to be eliminated after the season is over. HBCU men in Southern Norfolk State. This is Southern, North Carolina A&T, and our MEAC men, that guy today that Delaware State, Coppin State, that North State, North Carolina Central, that Merlin Indusor today, and the women, Coppin State Eagles go against Norfolk State. North Carolina Central Eagles at Maryland Shore and Howard Bison and at Morgan State Bears today. Swank Monday, the Bears drive by first. LGBT women, Missouri Valley women, Missouri State, traveled to Belmont on Friday, had a bear fight, and the Bruins beat the Bears 59-55. The Rangers of Murray State beat the Salukis 75-70, and the University of Illinois Chicago beat Evansville Purple Aces 70-51. Malibu gets ruled by first place Indiana State Sycamores 70-49. On the Missouri Valley men's side, Missouri State Bears upset the Drake Bulldogs 83-80. And Madison, this guy, this kid is great. Madison goes off for 36 points. Indiana State keeps over first place in the men's Indiana State and women's Indiana State. The Bears. First place, 89-83 win over UIC. And SIU stopped the losing streak as they beat Valparaiso 35-69. On the Pac-12 women, Stanford goes to Arizona this week. Colorado Buffaloes go to the Oregon schools this week. The men got hold of Stanford, we already got that. And Oregon hosts the Arizona schools this week. Take a break, come back with the other news of the other sports. Do you like anything working? Okay. We'll go back to this. Oh, God, today.
Architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy. It takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star. She was very beautiful, leaving people in awe. Singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version. Hung with the wrong person, got a strong on that. Sniffing up drugs, all in her nose. Could've died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep and the crowds you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hand in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can.
Be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it, I'll be where I wanna be. Listen again, this is for grown-looking girls who's only 10. The ones who watch videos and do what they see, as cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. Careful, before you meet a man with HIV, you can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists, so act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow. You're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys, you can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking ice. You don't want to be my agent, can't read and write, begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can,
I know I can.
Be what I want to be.
Be what I want to be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be.
Now, go.
We came to this country. We were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who...
I play that for a reason. Man, because we needed more information. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of the beatdown of the media. That's why I played that today. We as a people have come a long way. And we have a long way to go. America, you can do better. And you know you can do better, but you don't want to. That's about the problem. All right. Before I get it, before we go to our Ozier, NASCAR will start in 2 weeks. The Australian Open was this week, and that's Swiatek and Djokovic both fell. Naomi Osaka went down, and Coco Gauff. So there's no real stars in this Grand Slam this week as Djokovic went down 39. LPGA. At the tournament, where Elton Grand Vacations, Lydia Cole wins her first of the year. America, Alessandra Pino came in second, and Canadian Brooke Anderson came in third, with Tiger Woods' niece, Diane Knight, coming in fourth place. PGA, the American Express Championship. Alabama sophomore Nick Dunlap, who now is a O.M. pro now, he signed up after he won the American Express. He was that buddy, y'all. This week is the Farmers Insurance Open. It's San Diego weather stays clear. It's been a bad time in San Diego. It had floods and water all weekend down there. Now, I think I'll get to play in San Diego today. Okay, we go. Tony in the house. What's up, Tony?
How are you, Gary?
All right. I'm gonna get my robot out here.
Oh, you guys getting rain?
Yeah, well, it's a good day, but we really get down for it out here.
Okay, well, once they don't start tearing up animals, I think you guys will be okay.
Yeah. Look at that, you guys. 73 points last night, man.
Yeah, sir, it did. But this week apparently no one got the defense memo this week in the NBA because and then I think I got Devin Booker got like 60 something too.
Embiid got 70.
Yep. Didn't Booker get 62 this week, too, as well?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I can't remember an instance where you had multiple guys scoring, you know, a bunch of points like this in a single week. Now, I remember when Bernard King did the 50 points back-to-back years ago. but I've never seen like other individual players have this kind of a scoring output in 1 week. I mean, I'd have to. I'm sure the NBA is probably looking it up, and I wouldn't be surprised if we find out that. And on top of that, the Embiid one came on the anniversary of Kobe Bryant's 81-point game.
Yeah. There is rumors going on the Warriors are about to blow up the team, and I'm really debating this because I need to have one more year in them. If they get decent coach, I need to have one more year in them. But the rumor is they're going to blow this team up.
Well, I'm not surprised because you got big contracts coming up. You got the cap and everything else. And see, you probably have to do it too soon than to do it too late. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I to be honest, I think their championship window has passed. And really, even if they were to make the playoffs, I don't. I really couldn't see them going that far.
I really love Kuminga. I like the way he plays. I was sorry to see Wiggins get traded. I didn't want Wiggins to get traded. I think he was the best player at hand. And this is going to take time for him to get his skills out. There's a guy, Alexander, with the rookies. They got a good bunch of rookies that can step up and step in, and they got hurt.
I think that's why they're probably looking to, be sellers than buyers, because I think they want to get the lack of a better word, they want to get the rebuild start. Well, you're adding salary, you're adding age, and I think, I know it hasn't been a full year yet, but, I mean, long-term, I mean, is he the answer? I'm not even sure if he's the question at this point. Yeah. It's one thing to bring in a veteran that still has some, I mean, how many more years are we looking at with Chris Paul? Maybe one more, maybe possibly two more years. Golden State's in, for the most part, they're in rebuild mode right now, right? And Paul, more than likely, Paul is not going to be part of that rebuild. I'd be surprised if he was. For all the whatever that Buchholder went through, he did win him a title, and it was sort of a, I don't know if this is the same analogy, it's sort of a Brett Brown thing that he went through with Philly, but the difference was Buchholder did win a title. He won a title with that team.
Buchholder, they got a black guy as a coach, and he got fired after 1 year. What are they doing in Milwaukee, man?
Well. See, my thing is, should Buchholder have been fired? I mean, say what you want about the guy. He helped them win a title. Maybe they won in spite of him, but he did. He got them to the finals.
Well, it's
still a lot of there's still a lot of elements from the championship team. The East is about as wide open as you can be this year. You get the feeling that even with how the regular season's going, if a team gets hot in the postseason, they can make a run.
That's
ironically, ironically, when the Bucks made their run, it was sort of they caught fire. They caught fire and rode it all the way to a championship. I don't know, they got the trade deadline coming up too. You never know who else they may add, subtract, or what have you. To me, it's more of.
I think Doc Rivers walking to a dream job. I would love to be Milwaukee coach because of all elements that are there already.
Well, we'll see because it's probably a 4 or 5 team. You're probably looking at 4 or 5 teams that could come out of the East. You have the usual suspects like Boston and Philly.
Yeah, but
the thing with them is they've been inconsistent. That's the common thread. That's the common thread with all the with the top 5 seeds as we speak. They've all had their they've all had their runs, but they've been inconsistent. Even up at the Garden, where the Knicks have played well since the big trade, but is it long sustaining? Because we've seen them get hot like this before, and then barely get out of the first round. So let's put it this way: you can make an argument for at least the top 4 seeds getting to the finals. Whether they can win the thing, that's a whole other thing.
Cleveland surprised me. I don't know where they came from.
The thing that strikes me with Cleveland is that they're a good regular season team. I just don't know if they're a good playoff team. And especially in the NBA, the difference between the regular season and the postseason is literally night and day. Literally, especially in a year like this, when there is no clear cut, this is the team to beat. I mean, you could somewhat say Boston because of reputation and what have you, but on certain nights they've looked lost. Because of what Embiid can do, you still have to look at Philly as well. But at this point in time,
again, Brunson and Randall carry the Knicks.
Well, they don't have to. They have. That's why they made the trade. Bringing in another guy and getting rid of, they were basically trying to take the pressure off. Now, see, there's some folks in the New York media thinking that they should let Randall go. And, it's funny because it wasn't that long ago that he was the quote-unquote toast of New York, and now it seems like the last 2-3 years, because of his relationship with the media, they've been trying to, all of a sudden now they feel like they want, there's folks in the media that said that they should trade him. Let's put it this way. I wouldn't mind seeing them get another scorer, personally. I hated to see Quigley go because I really felt like he was on the verge. But you had to give up quality to get, you don't get that guy unless you give up something. Now Toronto has a chance to build, although they're talking about getting rid of Siakam. So this is 1 year where the trade deadline is really going to be a key to see what teams are going to, is somebody going to try to do a bold, move like Philly did a couple years ago, mortgaging the team for Harden.
Well, I can see, I can see, I, I, people are going to kill me for this, but I can see the Warriors
But see, the thing is, with Thompson, is somebody going to be able to? You got to get somebody that's going to take that salary, first of all, number one.
And Green,
the crazy thing is, you probably have a better chance of trading Green, even with the quote unquote baggage, than you do Thompson, strictly because of a money thing. And even teams that could take on the salary, are they willing to take on the salary? Because they're going to look at it as, is he a guy that's going to take us over, that's going to bring us over the hump?
Yeah.
Or are we, and I mean, as good a player as he is, he's not, depending on where he goes, he's not a guy that I think that can take a certain team over the hump.
You know what team is really interesting is Sacramento. Sacramento, they are really honest.
It's funny. I thought them and Detroit would really take their games to a next level. Now, Detroit has just fallen off the face of the freaking earth for whatever reason.
I don't know.
And I thought with the talent that they had and bringing in Monty Williams, I thought that they had a possibility of maybe getting that eighth seed or at least getting to the tournament. I mean, they've been a huge disappointment. Now, Sacramento, look, the West is top heavy, and they're probably where Memphis was that first year that
we
had Morant and all those guys. Although with them, they don't really have that one superstar. Like, I mean, and again, it's not to take away from the team. They're just more of a team now.
I've always been Harrison Barnes, man. And the last couple of games, Harrison Barnes has been going, oh, okay, this is what I've been looking for years.
The thing with them is structurally, it looks like they have a nice blend of youth and veterans. Especially, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but again, how does that go to play out in the playoffs? Because, regular season is important, but at the end of the day, when you get to the playoffs, it's a whole different Megillah. Now, they made it, now they got there last year, got a little taste of it, so they're coming in with a little bit more juice this year. The element of surprise isn't there, but they're also a better team now too, because of that. So,
DeAndre Fox, really improved in the last year too.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. They're again. I use the analogy of like they're where Memphis was, sort of like when they made their first playoff run, and got some play. Depending on who they get in that first round, if they have to play Denver in the first round, they may push them to like 5 or 6, but they're probably not going to win a 7-game series with Denver. But
what is the Lakers?
I've watched the Lakers a
couple times.
The Lakers are a 500 team. That's all. The very same media that likes to bash the Lakers tries to make them relevant. The Lakers are not relevant. They're a 500 team. It's the fact that they're the Lakers, every day get more. They get more press than they deserve. They're a 500 team at best. That's all. We treat them like they're the defending conference champions or they're they're not. They're not. You know?
Yeah.
They're just not. It's a
And when they won that,
Well, no, I mean, look, it's nice, you know. I'm kind of surprised they raised the banner. I think it sort of speaks to where the franchise is right now. If they're willing to raise banners for stuff like that, but that's another story in itself. But no, it's they're a 500, you know, and we're probably being kind saying that they're a 500 team.
Yeah. If the Warriors win four games, they'll be 500. The whole division will be 500.
Yeah. It's you know, we need to, you know, the only reason why they keep the Lakers relevant is because basically half of their games are on national TV.
And to be quite honest,
they're not worthy of it. They're not worthy of it. I mean, and again, this is no lack on the players. It's just they're not a good team.
We are force fed
to care about them for some reason, and I just don't. You know, you were talking earlier about, you know, me. A lot of times what we have to do is just ignore the noise. The Lakers are not the Lakers probably aren't even the best team in L.A., and that's not saying much because
the Clippers,
this, you know, we've seen this before with the Clippers. You know, being the best team in L.A. right now is being like the world's tallest midget. It doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. But see, again, it's more about pushing narratives and all this other stuff. And then when it comes down to brass tacks, the Lakers and the Clippers are irrelevant.
Well, it's gonna be in the playoff because I think, like you said, the hot team is gonna be the one to win. I believe.
Look this way, Denver is the favorite strictly because they're the defending champs and they haven't really fallen off. If anything, It's tough to repeat in this league. I think especially in the NBA, but to their credit, they didn't really lose a lot during the off season. You know, the core is still there. And you know, the whole thing of once you've won it, you sort of use it as the blueprint. Now, will there be teams out there that'll try to push them a little bit more, especially now that once you win the title, you become more of a marked team. You know, you can't surprise anyone anymore. Everybody knows, you know, all about you, and they're going to give you their best effort every night. Not that they shouldn't, but, you know, even more so when you win the title. We'll see how it plays out. We'll definitely see how it plays out. More than, you know, barring something crazy, they're probably going to be the team that comes out of the West.
Moving on to football, the National Football League, tomorrow afternoon. The San Francisco 49ers will be playing the Detroit Lions. I used to call them the Kitties, but I can't call them the Kitties anymore because they won. And the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens will play tomorrow. Right? Now, I'm going to really enjoy the early game because there's two
Absolutely.
Either two best quarterbacks on the planet, I mean, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that Lamar Jackson has to prove that this is it, right? Not to me, but to America. Yes,
I know how good he is. I understand. The game tomorrow, that game tomorrow is interesting, you know, because you basically have the two reigning, you know, because more than likely Jackson's going to get MVP for this year. You have the two of the reigning MVPs. You know, Mahomes, you know, people have been writing off Mahomes for quite a while, even though he keeps winning and keeps winning. You know,
look,
I think
that guy was six winners in a row.
Put it this way. They've been to the AFC Championship game for the last 6 years. They've been in three Super Bowls. They've won two of them. He's won two MVPs. I mean, if you're telling me he's not the best quarterback in the league right now, I'm saying who has a better resume? What current quarterback now has a better resume, overall resume? As much as we like Lamar, Lamar doesn't have that resume. Jalen Hurts doesn't have that same resume. No one currently has that. No current NFL quarterback has that sort of resume right now. He's clearly the best quarterback in the league.
The Neil Generals have proved their point. There is data. I don't know what the media's going to do about it, but it ain't going nowhere, right?
No, here's the thing. We need to stop caring about what the media says anymore. You have to let the results speak for themselves. If we can't keep waiting, we can't keep waiting for validation from a media that doesn't want to give them validation anyway.
For anything. Yeah.
Yes. Just we just have to make sure that we make sure that their story is told. And the story just keeps getting, this was one of the, this is arguably the best years in regards to the Field Generals from opening day to now, where you're going to get at least one get to a Super Bowl, either getting there for the first time or getting back there again. And even with the NFC title game, I think Detroit can beat San Fran. I truly think they can go in there and beat San Fran. Here's the thing with them. They are, even with them winning the division, even with them having the two, clearly, they've anointed Purdy as, whatever.
Yes.
So Detroit is still somewhat playing with house money. I think even if Detroit wins tomorrow, they're still going to be sort of looked upon. They're still not ready to sort of embrace them as elite yet, I don't feel.
No, because they are. See, this ain't even Baltimore. They don't want Baltimore with either because that's the same reason they know who they are.
Well,
and
if you get a
America,
put it this way,
this messed up.
But again, we can't. Again, to hell with America. The hell with America. Let's let it play out for ourselves and see. I mean, a Baltimore Detroit Super Bowl would be very entertaining.
Amen.
Yeah, Kansas City. I mean, you got to, there's four decent scenarios here, and either one wouldn't be terrible. I just like the fact that we're going to get another, one. Either way, we're going to get. A field general at a Super Bowl for a consecutive another year, and that's the thing. That's the biggest thing that I'm looking forward to. I'm actually anxious how even some of the coaching things go out. I'm glad to see Rasheed Morris get a second chance.
Yes.
I'm glad to see Jared.
I want the Washington Football Club to give the enemy the job. This is not for around. Give the enemy the job.
Well, we'll see. The agenda may be different this year because you remember you got the new regime there. So who knows who they have in mind. Although
didn't come there until a year ago. Yeah,
I know. That's what I'm saying. You know, he's not their quote unquote guy. In their eyes, he's part of the old regimes, but I would like to think that he would still get a look-see. They've been, you know, of all the job openings, that one has been the most quiet to me. That one.
Well, I would go to Seattle too.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, it's funny. They've sort of done like what MLB does in the sense of. There's sort of an unwritten rule in Major League Baseball that you don't hire a new manager or sign new players during the postseason and World Series. And we're somewhat getting that in the NFL this year, about as much as the NFL can do it. There's certain teams I think that they, you know, I think with the Patriots, with the jobs that have been filled, there's extenuating circumstances in the sense where they want to know the direction where they're headed. I'll use the Bears as an example. Even after they hire whoever they hire as their coach, they still have to figure out, are they ready to really give Justin Fields some help? Are they going to try to get another quarterback or so. The crazy thing is the coaching hire is almost sort of secondary in Chicago to a certain extent.
Yeah. What's going on in Philadelphia?
Well, right now he's, you know, look, it ended ugly, but see, I think because they got to a Super Bowl this year. That earned him, some time.
They lost five quarters now.
Well, it's the price of success. That's the price of success. All the more reason why you don't want to let him go. You want to keep him.
Yeah, the Eagles
have balls the earth. Well, they lost a lot of guys, you know, from last year's team as well. So it's success is always breeds success. You know, you will always see, over the years we've always seen Super Bowl teams lose their assistants. Some of them go on to do well. Some of them become Bill Arnsparker.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a, now, look, let's be honest. None of Belichick's guys have really gone on to grandeur, but Tony Dungy's guys, they've gone on to do well. Raheem Morris is a perfect example of that. He's been given a second opportunity now.
Well, Everyone Belichick's coaches mend up a team.
Maybe Mr. Mayo changes that. Although they're probably not going to see the results up front.
Mayo was surprised at that too.
Well, you know. I think it was more so the franchise. I didn't see it coming with the Patriots. They literally hired Mayo the day after his Belichick's news conference. So I don't know if this was Belichick recommending him, or if this was Kraft, or unless Kraft has basically has had this in his back pocket. Either way, I'm no fan of the franchise, but I give them credit. They're giving their brother a shot, and I'm glad of that. And I think even the Raiders have probably learned from their misstep now.
Yes,
and
yes.
That's why Mr. Pierce is going to be given full room and board for the next few years. And I love the fact that he's bringing in Marvin Lewis as well.
They're
a quarterback away from relevance, I think.
Yes. Maybe
they trade up in the draft or something like that, or it's early. It's early. The fact that they put this way, I think the teams that have already gotten their new coach thing squared away, they're making a statement in the sense of, okay, we got some work to do. Let's get this ball rolling and what have you. Because, if nothing else now, they'll be all set, all those teams, when the underwear Olympics start, they'll be ready. When the mini camps roll around, they will have already had their staffs in place and everything else. It's always tougher. The longer you wait, the tougher it makes it makes it tough for the guys that are getting hired as well. But it makes it tougher for the front offices as well.
Well, I think for black guys, for next year, we're going to have two different categories. One for African American coaches, which are now 8, and one for our field generals. So as is going to happen this year.
We know the numbers are going to get larger with the field generals as well, considering the players who are going to be, considering some of the players who are going to be coming in. But it's interesting to see things play out the way that they are. And again, there's still a lot of openings left. So we'll see how it plays out on the coaching end.
I think Carr is welcome in New Orleans.
I would say that if they weren't bringing Scott back, but they're bringing Scott back, so I think they're going to give him another year, unless they make a trade. But I mean, like, it's early still. It's still early. We didn't get the big purge on Black Monday. There's probably Black Monday or Black Tuesday or Black Wednesday too. Is probably going to be more these next hires will probably be a bit more telling as to how teams play out.
Well, I think the I really want Bieniemy to get that job, because I think if he gets closed out, I don't think he'll ever get that job again.
I'm not ready to say never on him yet. I think if they put it this way, if there weren't other openings because who's to say he doesn't get the job? Maybe he doesn't get the job in Washington, D.C., but maybe he gets the job in Seattle, Washington.
That'd be weird. Not really.
I mean, you know, you're going, you know, technically Carroll was sort of an offensive coach, if I remember correctly. So, and he's, you know, he has a quarterback who still has some left, you know, still has something left.
Yeah.
He can maybe, you know, they may not have the explosive type weapons that Kansas City had when he was there, but they definitely have some offense. You know, again, their thing has been inconsistent, and you know, coming in, he's going to want to get some consistency. The biggest thing with them is they still have to really reacquire some sort of a defensive presence.
Right, right. Well, it's gonna be interesting. I think it's gonna be the most interesting year ever for many, many years.
Really, really interesting. Yeah. A lot of, you know, how the conference championships and the Super Bowl plays out is gonna have a big, especially because there's so many openings, how they're gonna play out.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Let's say the Chiefs get that third ring under Andy Reid.
Yep.
And then he walks off into the sunset.
Wouldn't it make sense
to bring Bieniemy literally back home as well?
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Yeah, there's a lot more opportunities out there than I think the fact that because it's kind of quiet opens the door for a lot of things. Now, it could not play out. But see, a lot of times, especially, it's not really hard to predict in this. You know, the Harbaugh thing was interesting in the in the sense of, you sort of knew he was going to come back. It was just a matter of which situation he was going to go to. You had the feeling he was going to go somewhere where there is a quote unquote established quarterback, you know, good, bad, and indifferent. You know, Herbert is a decent quarterback. I've been giving him somewhat of a pass over the years. I don't think he's as good as people have made him out to be, but I don't think he's Carson Wentz. I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm. You know how I'm gonna feel about Carson Wentz.
That's exactly why I use him as an example. Put it this way. He's no Kaepernick, but he's not a Carson Wentz either.
No.
He's somewhere in between. He's just trying to figure out which ends.
Do you think Birdie is overrated?
Who?
Birdie. San Francisco. I think he's overrated.
To go back to Mr. Herbert, I think there's a great white hope syndrome with him.
Okay.
There's a great white hope syndrome with him. And what I try to do is, what do I see as opposed to what I'm being told I'm supposed to see?
Yeah.
And let's put it this way. I will admit, I don't think he is a system quarterback. I do think he has some talent. He can make the throws and all the other stuff. I just don't think he's an elite. But see, again, a lot of that goes with them because they recognize the fact that because the field generals are becoming relevant, they try to hype up guys like a Purdy, like a Herbert, like a Carr, you know, you know, they're still, you know, trying to push certain agendas. Meanwhile, you know, the C.J. Strouds and the Anthony Richardsons, before they got hurt, are coming in to their own whatever. And I still, you know, people are already trying to make the kid for the Panthers a bust. You're not a bust after one season.
Yeah,
he's not a bust. Well, look, the thing is...
Baker Mayfield.
Well, look, he's another one where, again, with the great White Hope system, where he's okay.
Yeah.
They're making him out to be bigger than what he is, you know?
Yeah. Baker Mayfield, he's an okay quarterback, but I don't think he's that good.
He's not elite. He's not elite. When I talk about the best five quarterbacks in the NFL, Baker Mayfield's name's not going to come up in the conversation.
No.
Plain and simple.
And in a way, I hope Patrick Mahomes gets another Super Bowl, because now he's got three. Name a quarterback other than Mr. Brady at 1-3.
Well, don't forget don't forget Joe.
Joe, Patrick,
Patrick is, you know, Frisway. He's in the conversation. One more to me, it's sort of like, okay, he's beyond the conversation. He's elite. You know, you're talking. See, I think before his career plays out, he's going to be speaked upon as one of the, maybe not the GOAT, but he's going to be in the GOAT conversation.
Well, I think if he wins this year, and what's going to happen is he'll probably get, like Joe Montana, he'll get traded at the end of his career. So Ricky D team on the shoulder, he can't have this football too.
Look. Clearly, he's the best quarterback in the league right now. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Now, what's interesting is he may be possibly playing his heir apparent tomorrow.
Yes. Lamar Jackson, if he doesn't get hurt, boy, that man gonna be crazy, gonna do crazy stuff, man.
Well, you mean like what he's doing now?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's already reached a certain level as it is. So, the fact that we still may not have seen his best yet, that's scary. That's scary.
Two years ago, it was like first and 38, on the 1 or 2 yard line, he got first down. Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's interesting, and I missed it. They replayed, I guess, the NFL Network replayed the last game that Mahomes and Jackson went head to head. If I remember, it was like a Monday night game or a Sunday night game or what have you. And you've got to figure that from that game, how much he's improved from just that game. If I remember that game, they were down. and they had to come back. So, you know, tomorrow's game is going to be pivotal in the immediate future of the NFL. You know, I mean, put this way, there's still going to be, you know, whoever, no matter who wins tomorrow, you're still looking at you know, arguably number one, you know, look at clearly number one and possibly number two, the two best quarterbacks in the league, in the league, you know. However, how this plays out.
Whatever, Joe Burrow is about to make the earth, man.
No, Joe Burrow can't stay up in an upright position long enough.
Okay. All right.
Joe Burrow's a very good quarterback. I like Joe Burrow a lot. But there's something. Now, granted, you know, his offensive line has a lot to do with his. But you've got to put in the time. You still have to put in the time. You know.
Yeah.
You have to put in the time. Now, he probably got to a Super Bowl a lot sooner than he thought. But because of that, you know, now you have to see where you go from. Because see. The crazy thing is, while Super Bowl wins will define you, Super Bowl losses can define you as well.
Yeah, does that guy have a Buffalo?
Well, he's got to get to one first.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mr. Kelly,
Kelly is still, you know, even with the four Super Bowl losses, Kelly earned his stature. Josh Allen.
I have no surprise with Josh Allen.
What's that?
I am so sick of Josh Allen. I'm tired of talking about him.
Well, look. End of the day. Until he beats Mahomes in a game that means something, he's just another guy. He's not even the best
quarterback. He made too many mistakes to me. I'm sorry.
What's interesting with him is he plays hero ball and people make excuses.
Yeah.
He plays hero ball and people will always find a way. Look. It's just like in the NBA. The Pistons had to get by the Celtics to become great.
Yeah.
The Bulls had to get by the Pistons to become great. The Knicks had to get by the Bulls to become great. Until he beats him in a meaningful postseason game. I'm not talking about on a Sunday night in November. He needs to beat him in the postseason. You've had three opportunities, and you were home, and you talked so much mess about, they got to come here. Okay, now they beat you there now. Now what? We want to play the game in Bapu, Botswana next time? And then,
yes.
You know? You had the 13 seconds.
Yeah.
You had the repeat, and then you had the game Sunday at your place in your element, and all of a sudden you want to do a remake, and the worst remake of all. See, you know, it's funny how people don't want to now they'll beat up Lamar because of his postseason history, but they'll make excuses for Josh postseason.
Yeah.
Can't have it both ways.
Yeah. Well, they can because they want to be that way. That's why.
Well, no, look. I don't care how many shitty commercials he makes. Until he gets to a Super Bowl, I don't care. He's not an elite quarterback. He's not an elite quarterback as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it's not, to me, Buffalo is not an elite team because they just don't impress me at all.
They're one-dimensional. their teeth. Here's the thing with Buffalo. Truth be told, Buffalo's strength has been its defense. But to their credit, a lot of their guys were hurt and what have you. But also, they've had so many opportunities. I mean, say what you want. Kelly got to a Super Bowl. Super Bowls. Josh Allen hasn't gotten to a Super Bowl yet. Until he at least gets to a Super Bowl, you can't talk about him being elite.
Well, they tried. They tried very hard.
Well, but see, again, only if you listen to them.
Well, I'm done with you, man.
Well, no, look, end of the day, they lost home games to Cincinnati last year, and then they lost home game to Kansas City this year. Hell, Cincinnati has gone in and beaten Kansas City in the postseason.
I have more respect for Burrow than I do for Allen.
Yeah, and again, that's not saying much as of right now, because Burrow still has a lot to prove himself because of the injury issue.
But I think Burrow is, I would play for Burrow. I would not play for
the thing is, Burrow doesn't look to do it all by himself.
No. I feel sorry for Buffalo fans because they had to go through this year
I don't, because they've talked all this mess over the years in regards to that. So it's like the old Richard Pryor line: you order shit, you eat shit. And they need to sit down and grab a spoon.
Well, what they did to Tyrod Taylor was inexcusable. That was inexcusable what they did to Tyrod Taylor years ago when he was up there. Like, what are you doing?
That's why I don't feel sorry for them. That's why I don't feel sorry for them, because they're just as insufferable a fan base, Cowboys to a certain extent. They're just as annoying.
They're just as annoying.
All right. I gotta get going. The Caribbean World Series, I guess, starts in another week or so. So I'm looking forward to that as we get that much closer to baseball. But yeah, I'll go on record. I'm gonna say Baltimore and Detroit win tomorrow.
Well, I'm saying Baltimore and San Francisco.
Well, apparently that's what the league. Apparently that's what the league likes. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Yeah. I just the cover of the number, purple, red. Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Hey. All right, man. Talk to you.
Thank you, Tony.
Take care.
All right.
You too, man.
All right, you too. Next week, guys, will be a Super Bowl, GLC, Super Bowl GLC, and there will be no Gamble Gold the week after. No Gamble Gold the week of the 7th. Have a good week, a good weekend.